This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault. And look at Will and Natasha. Aren't they adorable?
They are.
I'm so nervous about this show. I interview more cool people, but you two have got me scared out of my wits today for some reason. Even though Natasha, this is her third time on the show, Paco.
Holy moly.
This is my little boy, Adrian, and he's 5. And we're very, very excited to have these two people. They are mentors, role models, and my idols. And I don't say that very often, and it is the truth. And I want to first do a shout-out to the guy that's let me be on this radio show for the last 12 years, nonstop, 550 radio stations. He's a maniac, and he's just about, he's on the cusp of celebrating, and he told me I shouldn't say 43 years of continuous sobriety, but he's got 42 and 9/10. And his name is Ted Anderson. He owns Genesis Communication Network. And he's never charged me a penny to do this show. He's just all of it and a bag of chips. I love him. The famous author John Milton Fogg sold over 1 million books. Sober as a Saint on here, too. He's just written a book called I Don't Drink, which is unbelievable. And we're getting the right crowd here. And hello, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good. I told you we needed some better-looking guests, and you finally delivered.
Oh, I know it, man. I'm telling you what. They both look like they were made for TV or for something, but that isn't who they are. I mean, who these people are is sobriety. Emotional sobriety, physical sobriety, spiritual sobriety. Never met anybody like them, and they could do anything with their lives. They've done monster things in their life, but I just tell you, their complete monomaniacal desire to help the still suffering alcoholic, drug addict, and everybody else out there is something that I wish I was as good a person to do. So many of you are looking at my T-shirt. You're blind as a bat, and you can't see what it says, but read that for me, will you?
We're going to zoom you in.
What does it say?
If we can do it. It says, the best part of sex is remembering it.
So that is the truth. And unless you are a recovering alcoholic or a complete and total lunatic, it makes no sense to you. But that's kind of the crowd I attract. That comes from my buddy Duke Rumley, who's got that sober AF. You know what that means, entertainment. And he made me this T-shirt, so I'm very excited. Hello, Natasha. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for hosting us. And I'm so grateful that we could include your dear friend and my dear colleague, Will Vogt.
I love him so much. And he's done so much. I got in trouble, in a lot of trouble. And I was so freaked out. And I called him on the phone because I was like ready to jump out the window of our first floor building. And Will just laughed. Says, you're an idiot. That's not trouble. And then he told me about all kinds of other people's problems, and I was extremely grateful immediately, and he talked me off the cliff. I love him. So tell me a story, Natasha. Who the heck are you, and what is a tall drink of water like you doing completely committed to people in this boat called recovery?
Thanks so much. You know, I feel it's appropriate to speak about kind of my origin. Each time I've connected with you, the first time was actually when I was in Michigan with my cousin Meredith Allen, who is the sixth generation of our family cattle ranch in Montana, and my family is the seventh. And I was the passing of my grandmother. Do you remember that?
Of course I do.
Was there. I was there, and, you know, the legacy. And then the second time we interviewed together, I think your son was there as well, if I remember correctly. And I was calling in from Montana. And so although I'm in New York City currently, the story for me is about being a seventh generation and thinking about all the heritage that my ancestors have gone through, true survivors. You know, no matter what club, they're going to put a stake in the ground and homestead it. And here we are, creating and taking that on. Will is actually in Montana, and he often visits the ranch and is there. So I feel like this is full circle. So to me, that's the story, is that we're still here to tell the tale, not only from the legacy of the family, but surviving much more insurmountable things.
And what you've done is found a life inside of sobriety and helping people to achieve it, right?
Yes, I have. You know, I did an intake interview last night with some parents of a 19-year-old, and they were like, please tell us what happens after people go through your program. And co-hosting the interview with me was an alumni of 7 years, Aaron Gershenson, who now works in the company and runs our SBC townhouse in New York City. And she goes, oh, touche, it's in the pudding. You know, there it is right there, you know. So I didn't have to really explain it more, but I really have been able to create a space where not only I can be of service and use to others, and help others find a path in that space as well.
So anybody wanting to find Natasha and Will, and you should want to find Natasha and Will, you got to go to this website right here. And I was stuck on that. In my last year of drinking, my income was $877,000, which in 1988 was a ton of money. So all my friends would grab me and say, Tom, you've got a drinking problem. You got 2 DUIs and 2 disturbing the peace in 1 month. And I'd go, really? Well, look how poor you are. Maybe you need to drink more. Because I was stuck on the skid row of success. And I, you know, I thought that alcoholics were winos laying in the gutter, which they are often, but just as much they're guys than women that are really, really doing okay in their life. They just drink too much. And what you've done is provided a place for all those people. And I love you for that, to the point of sober companions, which you, I can't even fathom what the world would be like had you not come up with that program to help these people keep track of their sobriety with putting another person on their tail. So you're unbelievable, and I just can't thank you enough for it.
Yeah, complete vigilance. This disease of thinking that we have, that I have, doesn't rest. It doesn't sleep. So I want to make sure that each day that's unfolding, I'm doing everything I can to combat it. I really respect my disease and don't take it lightly. So thank you for recognizing that. And I like to say, people who have money, more problems.
Oh, by a long shot. By a long shot. I scoffed at people trying to tell me to straighten out because I was such an arrogant idiot. Will vote. You?
Hold on. Before you go there, we have some friends on the radio who didn't see the website on the screen. So the website that you need to go check out is silverbellcoaching.com, and that's going to give you access at a huge level to some big help.
Well, why didn't you just put it back up? Oh, because they're listening on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Sorry about that. This is my first show. I've never done a radio show in my life. Yeah. Those of you that are in your car, yeah, that's how that, it's not going to be a smoke signal. You got to go to Silver Bell Coaching. Will, how are you?
I'm well. Hi, Tom. Hi, Adrian.
It is so good to see you. So Will has a suffering life. He's not only an actor on all these shows all over the world and all over the TV and the movies and some cartoon now that I can't even figure out. He also is one of those companion guys. He's unbelievably versed in helping people. And he's in Montana right now doing that very thing in Natasha's organization, helping people stay sober on the phone, on Zoom, and in person. You've kind of given your life to it too, haven't you, Will?
Very much so. Mostly, I think, to what Natasha was saying, just through my own, you know, personal journey, which, you know, in the normal kind of day-to-day outside of a recovery community, I can be, you know, outspoken about. But my own journey through, you know, alcoholism and depression and things like that led me to a place where I needed to, you know, seek help for myself. And once one starts to heal, it's kind of the, you know, an opportunity presents itself to share that with other people and to help other people. Kind of like what Rumi talks about. The wound is where the light opens, and you find something for yourself, and people come around you and help you heal. With regard to problems, right? You never know what someone is suffering from. You know, there's no universal equation. I saw one of the listeners just post up that they lost seven loved ones, you know, to suicide in the last, you know, many years. And my heart breaks. You know, a very popular person who was on America's Got Talent, Nolan Neal, who was very forthright about his struggle with addiction, passed away today. And people drop left and right. But there is an opportunity to help. and to find out, you know, what that thing is. You know, substances, depression, excess, it's never about that, as, you know, Natasha will tell you. It's about feelings and experiences and traumas, and we, you know, we find things to medicate. And sometimes, I mean, in my case, I can only speak for myself, you enter a cycle and you don't even realize you're doing it anymore. It's just a hamster wheel. And it takes an outside force in order to stop that wheel from moving. And what I can tell you is that Natasha and Silver Bell Coaching is very much that outside force, a outside force, a very strong force. And that's what I've done. You know, I work one-on-one with usually predominantly teenage males, you know, who suffer, you know, trauma, not by their own hand at a young age, that can develop life-threatening substance abuse problems and behavioral issues. And we get in there and we meet them where they're at, and we create a concierge program working with the family in order to help them out of the darkness and into the light. And sometimes that can happen quickly, and sometimes that happens, you know, slowly. But I think just like each one of us, I kind of want to take my glasses off so I'm not the only one with glasses. I'm like, oh, we all have glasses. Look at us. Sometimes, you know, oftentimes it's as different as each one of us on this show. We're all different people. We all have different idiosyncrasies. We all come from different families. We all, except for you and Adrian, of course, because you were in an incubator and that's your son. But we're all different and unique. And sometimes it's not a one size fits all equation. And that's really the brilliance and the ingenuity of what Natasha has brought in developing this company and flourishing it, you know, in the last great many years, is being able to find what those nuances are to bring specifically, you know, to an individual and help them find their way. Because my way is not going to be Natasha's way, is not going to be Adrian's way. We all have a different way, but we can all get to the same place, which is happy, joyous, free, but healthy physically and mentally.
I agree with all that. And I think what you two are doing, and we're going to get into exactly how to hook up with them and understand what they do in the next segment. And then the segment after that was a longer segment, and we're going to get the 10,000 foot view of what Natasha and Will really think about the problem that we've got on this planet, not only in the United States, because it is an epidemic. Kids, adults, old people are all dying right and left, and it's not fair. It's not right. And all we have to do is communicate to stop it. They say the opposite of addiction is true human connection. And what these guys have accomplished is exactly that. I'm in awe of what they do, and it only gets better, but we need to help them. And help them with people, help them with money, help them with time. So we're coming back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And we're back. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, my beautiful friend Will Vaught, and his friend Natasha Silverbell. And you thought, how did he do it in that order? I didn't want to act like I was hitting on Natasha, so that was pretty good. Natasha has been unbelievable to us, to my family. She's been there when the water was deep. She sent me help. She met with us in New York. She is a complete and total rock star. And then she plugged Will into our life, and he's become this dear friend. And sobriety's been your life ever since, you know, you were 4 years old. You've been dealing with this insane asylum called these people.
That's true. I some of my earliest memories are sitting, you know, on the back deck at a AA club in Inglewood, Colorado, and that's just where we hung out with Dad. And you know, you get to be around all different kinds of people, and to see that, you know, the addiction is something that touches, you know, it does not discriminate on any possible part of the spectrum, right? It's nobody is exempt from this. And that was a valuable lesson to me growing up.
When he was a little kid, the AA meeting was right here, and then there was a creek right out the door, and you could smoke in the meeting, so you couldn't even see across the room. So Adrian and his little sister Courtney just hated it, so they sat down there and tried to catch crawdads in the creek. And I am speaking in that meeting. I look out the window, and Courtney's gone in the river, and Adrian's like 5, and he's chasing her down the river. And I had to fly out of the... I saved your life, actually.
You're a hero.
You owe me. So anyway, Natasha, how did you get into this position? Were you singing too loud in the choir, or were you some sort of alcoholic yourself?
You know, I think one of the pieces that has helped create this company and myself is that when I did wrestle with sobriety and decide to move to the winning side, which I call surrendering, and I went into a 12-step program. But by God's grace, I was able to speak very transparently into the public about my issues and the substance abuse and harmful behaviors. And so in New York City, at the time, I was doing events with Russell Simmons, and so I would invite all of my socialite guests to the Plaza Hotel to do a luncheon. You know, we did a Valentine's Day luncheon back in 2011, 2012, and I sat there with my guests, and they all knew that, you know, I was very open about my recovery. And so as a woman with a mother of three kids, and I was sitting there very dignified at a luncheon talking about my story. There was no shame. I have had shame, and I have gone through that, but I've learned how to move through it with so much grace, is just to speak my truth and share it with so much compassion. And then, of course, what that does is it opens up a doorway for other people. And, of course, then I went through programs to be certified as a recovery coach and a life coach, and I started my first case with mothers who were in jeopardy of losing their children in a custody battle. And as a sober mother with three kids who also went through divorce and knows how to navigate that, I just put one foot in front of the other and was shoulder to shoulder with my client. I'm not above them or below them. I'm in it with them. And I think that's the difference. There's an unspoken language that I have with a client, or the companions do, when you can walk into a room and you don't need to say anything. And there's a gesture, there's a mannerism, there's a reverence that you have for the person suffering, and they feel that.
The sense that you've got a doctorate in drunk. That's
here. We're all parents here, especially on this. I'm a parent. Natasha's a parent. Tom's a parent. And I'm sure that there are, you know, the people that are listening, you know, right now on the radio, you know, that you have a loved one. There's somebody in your life that you're thinking, wow. But to model the behavior like you did, Tom, you know, for Adrian or my son, you know, I think that that's nothing is as parents, nothing is more important than our children. I do believe, you know, for myself, that modeling that behavior and actually making the changes in my life when my son was young, like Adrian was for you, changed the course of his life. And it takes the stigma, it takes the shame away. And they know, oh, dad doesn't do drugs, dad doesn't drink, dad's in therapy, dad's willing to talk about problems. I can ask, you know, mom and dad, you know, certain questions. You really reframe the energy that you have, because children are very in tune to what is going on with their parents, even though what's not said.
Well, I want to add to that. It's not so much just being transparent. As my kids grew up on my hip, they went to 12-step meetings with me. I didn't want to play the victim. I would talk about my problems, but in the same breath, I would give the solution. And I think that's so important, to be honest and transparent about, I'm really having a rough day. Like, I did a lot of pro bono workshops with an organization I'm an ambassador for called Partnership to End Addiction on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, to the private school parents, and I teamed up with some of my mother friends, and we talked about, how do we cope with stress when we come home? What are we modeling to our children? Are we, if we don't have a substance use problem, but we're still grabbing wine to show how we're coping, a glass or a bottle of wine at night, let's pause and think about the message continually, maybe every now and then it's okay, but continually sending our children. So what can we do? You know, and I often reference the books, you know, when you're a parent, you read these books to your kids. Don't hit Susie. What can you hit? A drum. Don't bite mommy. What can you bite? An apple. So when I have stress as a mom and I come home from a hard day of work, we're just being out with the other kids or what have you, what can I model? If mommy's exhausted, I'm going to sit down and get a glass of water and maybe put my feet up. And then your children are watching you pause for a moment in your day, regroup, and then move forward. So really,
a quick thing. We're going to come back right after this. Adrian. Yeah, that was perfect timing, Natasha. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Steve Bannon, who was a key associate of former President Donald Trump and an influential figure on the American right, was convicted on Friday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. A jury found Bannon, 68, guilty of two misdemeanor counts for refusing to provide testimony or documents to the House of Representatives Select Committee. He's looking at 30 days to a year behind bars for each count and a fine of $100,000 to $100,000. He'll be sentenced in October.
We may have lost the battle here today, but we're not going to lose this war.
Independent truckers protesting California's new gig worker law blockaded California's third busiest seaport for the third straight day on Friday, delaying shipments at the state's top agricultural export hub and adding to U.S. supply chain headaches. This is USA Radio News. The House Judiciary Committee is working on legislation to ban certain assault-style rifles. Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler challenges Republicans to support the measure in light of recent mass shootings. This is Senator Dick Durbin.
There is no reason for a person to own a military assault weapon. It has no value for hunting or sports or even self-defense. It is a killing machine. And when I ask how many AR-15s there are in the United States, I can't get a good number.
Making his first public appearance following the House subcommittee's hearing on the January 6th attack Thursday, Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, took to the stage at the Turning Point USA Summit in Tampa Friday night. While not addressing the footage or the actions of the rioters inside the Capitol, he has focused his speech on the battle for free, fair, and secure elections.
Liberals out there in the liberal media, just in case you haven't gotten the message yet, I do not regret it. And I am not backing down.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we're back at Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault, and it's Will Vaught. And this is so fun because Will, I love, and we got rid of Natasha so we can really talk. So this is really great.
No.
Oh, no, that's bad news. Okay, so Will, don't you just love your life, Will? I mean, you just travel, you meet all these incredible people. We hear stories. We find out that the people that we don't think are human are truly more human than we ever thought. You have gotten connected at levels that I cannot believe with people on this planet that people just are in awe of. How's that feel to be able to take your sobriety anywhere proudly?
Well, it feels really good, and it's not something that came right away.
Right.
I'm about 9 3/4 year sober. That means no alcohol, no drugs. I've been in therapy for, you know, over 9 1/2 years. And to your question, well, two parts. One, it feels good to not have shame, and that didn't really come until year 6 7. I always think that people, you know, would be judging or something, and that's all the magical thinking, you know, that's all on my side of the street. The other thing about being connected with, you know, with interesting people or I think that it's more telling that, you know, the universe, you know, connects us all because we all experience. It's like if you're looking for light, no matter where you are, Akron, Ohio, Kansas City, Missouri, New York, Los Angeles, Miami, you're going to find light if that's what you're looking for. If you are looking for darkness in the same places, you will find darkness. And I think that when I, for myself, realized that, number one, I had an issue. You know, number two, I needed help. And number three, I needed to change my life. Otherwise, I was probably going to die. All the metrics and the data suggest I should be dead. You know, I started gravitating towards like-minded individuals. And regardless of station or wealth or geography, you wind up just coming into contact and creating a fellowship of people that, you know, have experienced similar things, you know, regardless of if, you know, if they're less successful, more successful, doesn't matter. It's now this common language, this common bond. So, you know, I have a community, you know, of men like yourself, Tom, and Adrian, and of course, Natasha. She's the CEO of the company, and I work for her, but she is also, you know, a close confidant and somebody that I feel safe, you know, reaching out to. She is a guider for me, you know, and can steer me in the right direction if I need a moment. But it just changes everything. It's like people always say, well, it's so hard to start working out, you know, so they get all these programs and all these things. Getting out of bed and just walking outside, you've begun. You've taken a simple action. You know, you've made one phone call. You know, you've told one person that you're feeling sad today. And that's really all it takes. You don't have to construct, you know, some 180-story building. You just need to take one step in a new direction and be honest with one person. And in Natasha's case, what I've seen is this magic where she, at times, is that person. And people will reach out to her, and all of a sudden, it's like, let me help you. And she'll start creating a new path. The show's not long enough. Lives have been saved. You know, one of the common things in recovery, whether you're suffering from depression or substance abuse or whatever the category is, I know way too many people. I've got way too many people's numbers in my phone that are dead. I did not have a relationship with death until I got sober. I did not start meeting people that were gone the next week until I got sober. You know, and we're in the saving lives business. And there's no more important life than the life of my son as a parent. You know, and if I can give that gift to other parents and share my experience, strength, and hope, then it's worth it. And that's what Natasha and Silverbell Coaching give me an opportunity to do. And,
And look what you guys have done for Dominic, both of you. I mean, Denise is watching this. She's probably in tears because the stand that you two, because Dominic thinks he's a little New York cool kid, so he just loves both of you. I know. He is a New York cool kid. But to be able to have friends like you that are going to put a kid like him under their wing is, and a kid like him is endearing, not bad. He's not a bad kid at all. But, man, I love you. It's unbelievable. So,
I can tell you one thing. Oh, we have 15 seconds.
No, we're good. No, we have plenty.
You know, like, you know, maintaining people's anonymity. I was taking some, you know, athletics classes, some yoga classes. All of a sudden, it goes down the line, and you know, the person reaches out to me, you know, and says, "I have this major problem," you know, and was suicidal. I called Natasha. I said, "This is a good person. This is a person that needs help." Within 30 seconds, Natasha was on the phone with this person, connected this person with resources, got this person a coach, and not only is this person still alive today, they've got over a year in recovery, they're a beacon of leadership, they're married, they just had a baby. I mean, a life was saved. And I was at the gym. Do you know all I did? All I did was answer my phone, which at times, I don't know, if you're anything like me, and I pray to God you're not, I look at my phone and go, I don't want to answer that. I'd rather just keep doing what I'm doing. All I did was answer the phone. And sometimes it's as simple as just answering the phone for someone.
So, Natasha, yeah, like show, tell yeah. us some statistics. How bad, you're fine, don't worry about a thing. How bad is the problem? Is it an epidemic? Where are we?
You know what was coming up for me, and I really am led by my intuition a lot. Not everything I do is by intuition, but I involve it in, you know, the heart-mind connection is so important to have an intuitive thought and then connect it with a rational thought in your brain and say, and fact check it within your own self. And so one of the things that was coming up for me to actually answer that question was to go to Adrian and just check in with Adrian for a minute. As you were being raised by sober parents, what were some of the most meaningful moments for you that when you look back about, you know, my dad got it right or my mom got it right in this one area? Sorry to put you on the spot, but I have a feeling you can handle it.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. You know, this could be a very long story. I'll make it a short story. My dad, when he was still single and living in a singles apartment complex that had two bedrooms, a homeless person decided to adopt himself into our family. He was totally down in the, as far down in the dumps as you could get. He asked for help. Dad said, sure, if you stay sober till Monday, I'll help you, thinking I'll never hear from this guy again. And lo and behold, on Monday, he called. And he took him home. He moved him into the bunk beds in the second bedroom in this apartment and created little hidey hole bedrooms in the two walk-in closets apartment, which just sounds like child abuse when you say it on the radio. It wasn't. Number one, we never slept in that room anyway. We slept in his bed every single night in any case, so that didn't matter. And this guy, Isaac, who had about two teeth and had an IQ of about 500, which I don't even think is possible, and a heart even bigger, became part of our lives for 10 years. And that is a crazy story. And it also, I think, really illustrated, like, that, you know, that was not an inexpensive sacrifice for anybody. And then Denise ultimately married into that bizarre family arrangement, and that guy moved into our house together with Denise. And it was just insane. And it taught me that that guy mattered. And I'll tell you what, most kids grow up thinking, I want to stay as far away from that person as possible. And he had a story that would bring you to your knees. He had an incredible amount of shame, some of which, you know, sadly, he never fully dealt with. And his kids showed up at his funeral to pretty much spit on his grave and got to hear from who he had been so far, you know, removed from that he didn't even know where to find them. And they heard from us what an impact this guy Isaac had had on our life. And I think, you know, that's a grandiose illustration of the idea.
No, it was
so many micros. Yeah. Yeah.
Adrian, that's perfect, because what you're describing is a life without judgment. And I think if we have to really look at what's gone wrong, is that we're so full of judgment of others, which really is just a projection of judgment of ourselves. And so for you to not only be taught or told to not have judgment, again, that's that modeling appropriate behavior. It's not even what your dad did. It's what this anonymous person really did. And just literally, like Will just said, he showed up. So one of the most important things is that I like to be a woman of my word, and that's what this program taught me. My parents instilled it too, but I had to learn it. I had to learn what showing up meant myself by not showing up and the pain and the suffering that that caused me, so that when I did choose to show up, I felt the gratification within a sense of self, and so that I could carry out how to not judge somebody, because I also, although I am a former Ford model and beauty queen, and I'm a tall 6-foot blonde, yes, I have this what society would call today a physically attractive exterior, but the shame that that brought me, because I didn't want people to see me for the exterior. I want them to see me as this young, sweet, kind person that isn't just about the external. I have a lot to offer from the inside out, and that goes into the actions. So I really appreciate your story, and it kind of just drills home the point that I'm really helping parents not worry about the big house, the big cars. Like you said, Tom, you had this big paycheck. You didn't think, you know, anything was really wrong. Well, what happens when we take that veneer off? What's underneath? And then you were able to raise your children and showing them what was underneath. How beautiful.
I don't have that problem, you know, that Natasha has. You know, nobody is like, so people with me go, oh God, I hope he's a good person. Like, cause they're not blown away by, you know, the aesthetic. But, to what Natasha was saying, you know, in your question, the recidivity rate, you know, and this is a huge problem. It's a huge problem. There are eating disorders. There's substance abuse. There's drinking. There's pills. There's THC. There's new ways to smoke THC. What our children are being taught at a very young age by other children, regardless of where they live, what the income level is horrifying. Now, not everybody winds up going down this path, but sometimes they do. Sometimes people just need a helping hand. Sometimes they need a reset. Sometimes they need somebody to listen to. Sometimes they need, you know, and that's what Silver Bell Coaching is able to offer. It's able to offer to people, you know, what it is you need. You know, whether it's a coach just to, you know, maybe you want your career to be a little bit better. Maybe you want your life to be a little bit better. Maybe you're not good at relationships. You know, if you have an eating disorder, that's something that Natasha's team specializes in, and they have got amazing resources around the world, and just getting sober. You know, the problem for me in my story is I could not do it by myself, and that's hubris and ego and fanciful thinking. You know,
let's take a little break. We'll come back right after this. This is so fun. And I love these two people so much, and they have helped so many people. And one of the questions was, 9 years of therapy, Will, did it really help you along with AA? And I want you to talk about that on the other side, because lots of people can benefit from so much from Silver Bell. We'll be back right after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, this Wilmot. It is Natasha Silverbell, and it is Adrian Chenault, the very scarred young man from the crazy childhood. It was awesome. And that guy, and Denise married him. I mean, we moved that guy, the homeless guy, into the house, and it was unbelievable. He was the best thing that ever happened to us. It taught us all empathy, and it was beautiful. And he used to say so many crazy stuff, because Adrian alluded to how smart he was. But he goes, Tom, you know, you take him from the skyscraper, I take him from the gutter, and we'll meet in the middle. And that's exactly what we did. And we just chased drunks all the time. It was our life. And it was so fun. But Will, therapy, Silverbell, yeah. Natasha, therapy, it is so important, isn't it, Will? And you've stayed plugged into therapy the entire way, because AA will take you so far, but you got a lot of
outside help, outside issues. And therapy is a total game changer, I get, you know, for me, because otherwise I'm left with just my thoughts without a guide, you know. Now, you know, Natasha and I have talked about this. You and I, Tom, have talked about this. The Dalai Lama, you know, said that the 12 steps of AA, greatest gift to human civilization in the last 100 years. Why is that? You know, step one is the only thing that has to do with something that's being abused, whether it's alcohol or drugs, food, gambling, sex, what have you, shopping, Amazon Prime, you know, to excess and unmanageability. 2 through 12 are about who I am as a man, who I am as a person, how I'm showing up in the world. Am I honest with myself? Am I being accountable? Am I doing anything to help anybody else? And that's really what happens in therapy. A therapist helps me process, you know, the experiences of the past, where there's pain, shame, fear, whatever it is, release that so that I could be in the present. You know, what Silverbell Coaching does, you know, Natasha getting you a coach, we work on the present, the now, and building tomorrow. You know, so when you have both of those elements in play, you know, well, now you've got a team. Wouldn't it be nice to have a team? You know, I've got my own therapist. I've got my own people in recovery that are independent of the work that I do. And if I didn't have those people, I wouldn't be effective, you know?
You know what I might jump in here and add, though, because I still see my therapist, and is that the right connection. A lot of people aren't very pleased with the therapy outcome, or they go to a few sessions, they're like, I didn't find it very helpful. Maybe you need a different therapist.
Right.
However, in the same breath, I will say, don't therapist shop. You know what I mean? Like, I would say, try on a few. Like, limit yourself to a few and then say, go with one and give it a good 6 months to a year and see
sure.
the results. There's no finish line here in therapy.
And
it's a maintenance program, kind of like acupuncture. You go once and you're like, okay, great. I got a muscle spasm released. Okay. Do you want to keep doing that? And so you need the consistent maintenance of it. So I think those are some of the key components for people who have tried therapy and aren't really thrilled with the results.
Yeah, finding your person, being honest, you know, I remember asking a guy, hey, can you help me? How long will that take? And, and the guy had a yellow legal pad, and he went, well, you're a very complex case. that I could fix you in 7 sessions. And I was like, yeah, this guy's full of crap.
Well, also one of the key things to look out for is a therapist doesn't fix a person. They coach and or treat the person. When you're in therapy, you diagnose and treat. Coaching, you take the present moment, like Bo was saying, and you move forward. And in therapy, your therapist is to help you. I was trained by a forensic psychologist named Marvin Aronson, who since passed away, and he said, Natasha, the most important thing you can get your client to do is to get them to think for themselves. I do not answer and tell my clients what to do. I help create a space that they feel safe in to be honest, and then help them process week by week or whatever, day by day, what is their next appropriate move.
And I've got these people introduced me to a friend that's was so far down and in so much trouble. And I have been in conversation with this person for a year now, watching them climb out of the despair. And they would call me on the phone, and I had no answers. But Will and Natasha did. And it is such great comfort to me knowing that there's a better life raft out there than Tom Chenault. And it lets me be the tour guide and the talent scout and drop them right where they need to be. And that's what I love about Silver Belt Coaching is, yet I've never seen you turn anybody down. And I've asked you to help people, and it's the drop of a hat. And it's just unbelievable who you've been. And we can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And it's important work you're doing. And we didn't get into a lot of those statistics. We should do another show. And Natasha, I love you. And Will, I love you. And Adrian actually loves you, doesn't know you that well.
I love both of you equally, but I do still feel the need to see other people, if that's okay.
Yes. That is so cute. It's fun. How much time do we have?
A little over a minute.
Okay, so anything you want to say before you get out of here, Will? Look at that.
Well, no, I was just thinking you can check out the website, silverbellcoaching.com, and Natasha is also launching a foundation to help people in need, which is the In Service Foundation. You can go to that website as well.
Yeah, cool. And next week we've got Tom Ziegler, who is obviously the son of the great Zig Ziegler. It is going to be an unbelievable show, so you want to come on to that one too. But there's nothing better than
your wife. I'm cutting you off because your wife said the most courageous people I know are those who walk into a 12-step room. I couldn't agree more, Denise.
Yeah.
You married a smart woman, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. No comment.
Hi, Denise.
I love you guys so much. Everybody have a great week. Are we out of here? Okay, thank you. This is his show. I don't even have anything to do with it anymore.
We'll see
you
next week.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Adrian.
Bye, guys.
See
you guys later. Thanks so much. Bye. Get to work. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.